The Senate holds a hearing on human embryonic stem cells this week. President Bush has identified more than 60 lines of cells that may be used for federally funded research. Someday, these cells may be used to treat ailments such as diabetes. But researchers have questions, including whether all of them truly are embryonic stem cells. NPR's Richard Knox reports.
Dr. George Daly grows human stem cells in a small room at the Whitehead Institute for Biomedical Research in Cambridge, Massachusetts. His cells come from one of the 5 dozen cell lines that President Bush talked about 3 weeks ago. Daly already has some, thanks to a supplier in Israel. He says cultivating these cells requires great patience.
Obviously, we want to keep the human cells growing, but one of the real challenges that we've had is trying to get them to grow in a rather robust way because they're really finicky. They're very, very finicky.
One of Daly's lab technicians, Sarah Opitz, is thawing out some of the Israeli cells so she can grow a new batch.
So what I have is I have media warming up that's specific for growing human embryonic stem cells in it. And
is that a complicated recipe?
No, it's not very complicated at all. It's very easy, very cookbook.
The recipe may be simple, but Daly says the results are very iffy.
We received 3 human embryonic stem cell clones, or lines, and initially began characterizing the 3 and found very quickly that one grew better than all the others. So the first question is, of the purported 60 lines, which ones grow the best? And why does one line grow better than another?
Stem cell researchers face a quandary. There's no good housekeeping seal of approval for human stem cells. Since the president announced there are 60 or so such cell lines, far more than Daly and his colleagues thought, many stem cell developers have said themselves their products are not ready to ship out.
It's not entirely clear that all stem cell lines are stem cell lines. There is actually a fair amount of characterization which has to be done before you can convince the most skeptical scientists that these cells are truly what's called pluripotential, or able to give rise to any tissue in the body.
The stakes are high for stem cell scientists. Ronald Mackay of the National Institutes of Health says researchers can waste a lot of time and money if they place their bets on the wrong cells.
Very skilled people could spend a lot of time working on a subset of cells because they were the only ones they had access to. And then by some statistical fluke, I mean, just bad luck, the cells they work on don't contain the few that do that task well.
So how can scientists know if they're working with bona fide human stem cells? The NIH has some criteria. The cells should look like embryonic stem cells under the microscope. Scientists should be able to freeze and thaw them and keep them growing. Perhaps most important, they should bear chemical tags on their surface, thought to be present only on embryo cells. But those criteria don't convince all scientists.
I don't really have a lot of faith in these markers.
Mackay says the real definition of a human stem cell is that it can turn itself into any of the 200 or so different cell types that make up the human body. The good news is that evidence is just beginning to emerge that some of the 64 human stem cell lines in the NIH's inventory can be induced to become human blood cells or nerve cells.
We can expect that in the next several months that there will be reports showing that human embryonic stem cells can differentiate into other cell types under controlled conditions, perhaps cells of the brain and muscle. A whole list of results like this is what we're looking forward to.
These kinds of studies will accelerate the field of stem cell research. That may move up the day when scientists will want to grow new lines of human stem cells. Back in his Cambridge lab, George Daly says existing cell lines are adequate for the studies he's doing now, but that'll change when scientists get closer to using human stem cells in people.
For making new cell therapies and moving this field forward to real clinical applications, they're grossly inadequate. They get us started, but they don't allow us to finish.
Many scientists agree with Daly that if stem cell research takes off, they'll need to create many more than 60 lines of human stem cells, and they'll need politicians to understand why researchers need them. Richard Knox, NPR News, Boston.